Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to Comic Book Club's Thunderbolts Draft. I'm Alex.
I'm
Justin.
Sponsored by the movie. Yeah.
Definitely not. Got to get that out of the way legally.
Sponsored by Asterisks.
Yeah. So once
Asterisks. When you don't know what you're saying, throw an asterisk in there.
So, yes, as Pete mentioned, Thunderbolts is in theaters, and we are tying into that, not monetarily, to do another team draft. We've previously done this with Avengers and X-Men. It was a lot of fun. We figured it would be an interesting twist to try to do this with the Thunderbolts, because I'll just get this out of the way up front. Not quite as clear what that team is, because it's been through so many different iterations.
Yeah, I mean, I love these drafts. I feel like it's a great way to get sort of explore what these teams mean and what we personally think of them, because I feel like we talk a lot about our opinions about everything, whether they're public opinions or private opinions. definitely making that a thing. So this is where we can really see them play out in a more a competitive way, which I love.
Yes. So just to set some ground rules, because I, 3 drafts in, still don't understand this. Justin, why don't you explain how this is going to work?
So here's how it's going to work. I'm going to select a draft order, which will be there are 3 of us. So one of us will go first. And the way the snake draft works is one of us will go, say it goes Alex, Justin, Pete.
Boo.
Alex gets first pick.
That's a shitty
Justin
setup.
Gets second. Pete gets third. Pete gets fourth pick. Justin gets fifth. Alex gets sixth. Alex
and
gets seventh. Yes. It rolls like the sensual undulations of a snake.
What?
That's what we're going to be doing here.
May I say snake drafts? Why did it have to be snake drafts? Because I still don't get this. I don't know what my mental block is for the snake draft thing. Because, yes, I understand what you're saying makes sense, but you're still going to have to remind me.
Yes, no, it
time.
Is funny that you don't get it because you're smart.
Oh, thank you.
You want to
Cornell. This is a real weak point for you.
It really is.
Fortunately, it's not a part of regular life very often. So it's a nice, great weakness to have.
Yeah. Now, normally at this point of the show, we would spend a while talking about the team and our philosophy on it and our thoughts on it. But I want to actually hold on to that for a little bit. And the reason is there have been a lot of different variations of Thunderbolts. Now, most of our listeners probably know this, but this team started, I believe it was... I mean, the title was, but I also believe it was created by Kurt Busiek and Mark Bagley back at the end of the Onslaught saga, when it looked like the Fantastic Four and Avengers were killed. They were actually shunted to a pocket dimension by Franklin Richards, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah,
but there was a power vacuum in the Marvel Universe. Enter the Thunderbolts, which seemed to be a new team of heroes. They're actually introduced, I'm forgetting what title first, I think it might have been Avengers or something like that, but then they spun over into their own title, and it revealed one of the biggest closely held secrets in Marvel history. Like, people look back at this as one of the only really good surprises that ever happened, and I think people have been trying to reproduce this last page of Thunderbolts ever since, because you had the entire issue. It was this team of heroes. They go on missions. They save people. They're like, we're taking in where the Avengers left off. They're not around anymore. The last page, it's revealed they are the masters of evil in disguise. And it's just this jaw-dropper on the last page that still works, is still great.
I agree. It was perfectly timed, because it felt like they were just like, oh, let's launch a new team to fill this temporary power vacuum in the Marvel Universe. And so it was like, this all makes sense. There's probably not a twist here. So when the twist hit, it hit so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like you're saying, the echoes of that are still being like the Dark Avengers was that. Like, it's something that keeps coming back up as a cool way to surprise readers with the different stories, and to the point where now it's the movie, and they pulled not the same trick in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but something similar where this team of misfits has been elevated. This is a spoiler for the Thunderbolts movie. Has been elevated to become the new Avengers, which is maybe not as a well-hidden twist when it comes to us knowing about it going into it, but still like echoing the idea of Thunderbolts in a different medium.
And I agree. I think it's better to pick our team and then talk about our philosophy as to what, you know what I mean?
Yes, but just to keep talking about through the history of the title, just to sort of, again, set some groundwork, because this is certainly something I was thinking about a lot when I was trying to put together what I hope is my team as we go into this draft, is we had that first twist, Masters of Evil, so there's already baked in this idea of, like, they're bad guys, they're trying to do bad things, but classic to this sort of title. Some of them are becoming anti-heroes. Some of them start to like being heroes and like the fact that people actually like them instead of hate them. And so that twists them in a certain way. We've had different riffs on that. We've had other leaders for the team where it's been more of a Suicide Squad redemption arc type thing, where there was Jeff Parker's title, which I thought is very underrated, where Luke Cage is leading a team of convicts to try to give them a prison release program, essentially. And then there's the more modern iteration, which I don't know how much it was timed together, but it definitely very clearly seems to be leading up to the movie so that they can have a couple of trades on stands, where Bucky is leading a team of kind of like more all-stars is sort of what it is. Things that are – there's one title from Jackson Kelly and Colin Lansing. Colin Kelly and Jackson Lansing? I always mix that up. Who specifically has like
– they do too.
Winter Soldier, Red Guardian, Black Widow, Yelena switches in and out. So – there's even Valentina, played by Julie Louis-Dreyfus, is in there. So there's definitely a lot of stuff that's like that, where it is more this anti-hero black ops team. So I set this up as like Thunderbolts. There's definitely been different iterations of the Avengers. There's definitely been iterations of the X-Men, but I almost feel there's like a broader swath of what you could say with Thunderbolts and how you could put the team together that honestly made this very challenging to think about.
Yeah, like I feel like it's – well, just on the current run, the Kelly Lansing run, I feel like that's much more about rebellion. It's underneath the One World Under Doom crossover, and it feels very threatened. It feels like a sort of different flavor of this kind of thing where they were operating in secret and subterfuge for their own rebellion to stay alive. But I think – It's wild that a team like the Thunderbolts can hold this many different identities and still remain the same. I think like any like the X-Men, Avengers, these other drafts we've done, others we'll do in the future. It feels like it is something where it's just a team and we have to keep filling these slots. While this is like we don't have to have a Thunderbolts team. It happens. It is a vibe in itself, even though the vibe changes. So I agree, like, let's not talk about it going into it, but I think we have to talk about it going out because there has to be an underlying premise, philosophy, or just tone to a Thunderbolts team. It's inherent.
For sure. Just to mention a couple of other rules.
Set the tone, baby. That's why I'm in my draft headquarters, this other weird part of my basement.
Set the tone, pick up the phone, and let's talk about some rules here beyond what Justin laid out, a couple of things that we talked about beforehand. First of all, these are characters that had to have previously been in a Thunderbolts title. So specifically, just to set it so that I can search it in case there's any disagreements, we have the list of Thunderbolts members wiki page open, just so there's no shenanigans. Like there were last time.
You're like, I don't understand the snake draft, but I am going to be the policeman of anybody breaking the rules, even a little bit.
Another thing that came up, I think this was through our X-Men draft, and then we we talked about this after the first one and then decided for the second one, is multiversal variants, that you could choose one for the first one. So you could choose like Luke Cage from Earth 28. But as soon as Luke Cage from Earth 28 is picked, Luke Cage is off the board. You can't have like multiple Luke Cages on different teams or anything like that.
Yes, I was criticized in our first draft, the X-Men draft, for bringing Bloodstorm, the Vampire Storm, onto the team. But and so we fixed that in the Justice League draft. But in the Justice League draft, it went so far that no one drafted Superman, and I picked him up on my seventh pick. So that's weird. Also, that's a slight overcorrection.
Yeah,
perhaps. And Pete picked an extremely random team. I remember correctly.
Hey, don't come at me, bro. You know what I mean? I'm happy with my team.
I mean, one thing we talked about off of that is you need to be able to explain who the character is that you're picking. That's just, I think, a basic rule rather than picking names out of a hat, because you need to explain why they are on your team. And I think we've all had good or true to ourselves, let's say, explanations for why we put the teams together. We also decided on six members of the team for the Thunderbolts. And afterwards, once we get the teams together, we're going to talk about what mission they're going to go on first. We're going to try to throw an idea out there.
And I think that'll maybe be an extension of our vibes conversation on what the actual take of our T-Bolt team is.
All right, yada yada. Let's get this draft.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is important.
This is important for setting up rules, Pete, because you're about to blast past them in whatever way I can't predict. I'm not sure. But the last
thing. Well, Alex, wait, I think before you get to it, maybe the most Thunderbolts thing of all is to break all the rules. Maybe Pete in his way is right.
Yep.
He just makes six back-to-back picks and then signs off later.
All of my characters are from CrossGen. The last thing that we should probably mention that we set up for the Justice League draft, I don't know, I forgot what the second one was, for the Justice League draft is veto, that basically if there is an objection to somebody picks.
What?
Yeah, no, we talked about this. If... like, let's say, Pete, you hear something and you're like, what are you talking about? How dare you, Alex? If Justin backs you up, then I got to retract my pick and make a new pick.
Yeah, because I think, didn't you, you had a controversial pick, I believe, in the last one.
Me?
Yeah, didn't you?
I picked Dreamer, which I was trying to not so subtly indicate I was the one that pulled shenanigans the last draft. So I'm going to try to stay on the straight and narrow, just like the Thunderbolts.
Yeah, right, dude.
Yeah, right.
We all know it.
Right,
no shenanigans here. So shall we do this? Shall we pick the names, Justin?
Let's draft. All right. I've got the three tiny pieces of paper. I can't look at them. They're balled up, as you can see in this.
So you're just showing it. Okay, thank you.
There you go. Deadstock upside down coffee hat. Here we go, making the pick. The first pick in our Thunderbolts draft.
I'm nervous.
Will be, it's exciting. I balled them up so tiny. So
you got to show the camera. You can't just name a name.
Of course. It is Alex.
Boo! This is great. Right. This is
second
great.
Pick, sweet. The middle ground, the middle man, is Pete.
Wow, okay, maybe it's legit.
And that leaves me, Justin, at the turn.
With the butt of the snake. Butt of the snake, is that what we call it?
Well, the beauty of the snake is there's no butt. It's ever going.
It's all
hence
butt?
The idea that it keeps going turning.
Snakes are all butt?
Yeah. Snakes are all butt. That's something. That's your science documentary you're working on right now. Snakes are all butt and other animal assholes.
Oh, Alex got the first pick. His mind is spinning right now.
I am, and I got to say, without indicating exactly what I'm going to pick, as usual, I tried to break down the team into different types. I'll explain.
Afterwards. I don't want
you're like
monologue.
A human computer with this shit.
No, Pete, part of the joy of this is explaining what we our picks are as we lead up to them. So I do want to say that, like, I broke them down into types, different members of the team, different, you know, powers and whatever. But I will say that, like, the first one, what are you doing, Pete?
Milking a cow?
Milking a cow over here. Alex is just
milking it. No,
he's
milking
this.
No, this is actually the bulk of the podcast, Pete.
I got bad news for you, Pete. Most of what we do is just talk about stuff leading up to it.
Get your pick and then give me the monologue. Yeah. I'll pay attention.
Here's the one
what
thing.
What does it matter for you?
Where do you have to go? Pete, calm down.
I have a day job, man.
All right, congratulations.
This is your day job.
Oh, yeah,
wow, what a treat. Is this news? Tell us about this thing you have.
Yeah, what do you do? Where do you work? What's the name of the company?
and the address.
Yeah.
And your biggest frenemy in the office.
Here's the thing, is that I actually don't love being picked first. The reason I don't love
being
picked
first,
I did it because I kind of wanted you guys to take something off the board, so it made this first choice a little easier because I want to pick my leader first, and that sets the tone for the team. So I feel like picking the leader locks me into a lot of other choices. If you picked one of them, I'd be like, okay, cool, I have a couple of backups. But I got to go for my first choice, and I know this is a very basic choice here, but I got to choose Baron Zemo as the leader.
Well, you're basic.
But here's the thing is that, like, first of all, love Baron Zemo, great character. Second of all, and this is like tipping my hand a little bit, I feel like he is so intrinsic to a Thunderbolts team that when he isn't there, I miss him in the title. I missed him in the movie. Like, he should have been in the movie.
Really? Well, and it was interesting because in the movie, he has been established in the MCU in Civil War, right?
And dancer.
Another thing as well, was he in Winter Soldier, the TV show?
Yep.
Yeah. So he's like, he is in the MCU and not even a gesture toward him, because he could have easily been killed or something.
Apparently, not to get too into the movie, but apparently he was in very briefly in one of the very early drafts where they were going to reveal he was manipulating everything from prison, but they ultimately felt like it didn't make sense for the story they were telling, and they... Apparently, it popped up in conversations like, can we get Baron Zemo in here? Can we make him work? And it just, it did not work.
I think that's the right choice. And I think choosing Zemo first is a real fuddy-duddy, dusty Thunderbolts move.
This is insane.
I know.
I feel like we're not going to overlap at all. But
I know, Pete, because you're going to choose six people who are not Thunderbolts, and we're going to have a very bunch of arguments.
Whatever, Baron Zemo. I don't want to hear shit from you, dude. Like, that's an insane
classic
pick.
Thunderbolts character. I love him.
New York giant Lawrence Taylor, Pete. I don't think that's even part of this. I don't think you can choose that.
All right, well, that's my pick. That definitely sets the tone for my team. Like you said, I don't think we're going to overlap at all, and it'll be very interesting. But Pete goes second. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes, that's correct.
Correct. With my second pick of the Thunderbolts draft, I select Venom.
Really? Now, there are a couple Venoms here, which I think don't quite violate the alternate universe thing. So which Venom are you choosing?
I am taking, Venom, Regulation Venom.
Eddie Brock?
Eddie Brock.
Yeah.
Because what Justin is saying, if I remember correctly...
There was Agent Venom, yes.
Well, there was Agent Venom, but also Mac Gargan was when they were in the Thunderbolts run that eventually turned into Dark Avengers. So that's a very different character, I think, in the Venom suit than Eddie Brock.
Definitely.
So you're choosing Eddie Brock.
Wasn't the Mac Gargan Venom the first Venom to be on Thunderbolts? I think before he predated Eddie Brock Venom. So,
well, there was this one thing which, full disclosure, I didn't read, but there was a thing I think called like Thunderbolts War, where it was just a huge amount of villains all got together in the arc. And so that was the Eddie Brock one. Actually, now that I think of it, you're probably calling out Venom from the upcoming new Thunderbolts run by Sam Humphries, right?
Well, no, I was calling Venom from the Thunderbolts where it was Punisher, and it was a good time.
Punisher.
Punisher.
I believe that the Punisher run, Thunderbolt 6, is Agent Venom, who was Flash Thompson,
right.
I believe.
It was Flash Thompson, yeah. But that's
does that make you want to change your pick?
I appreciate the opportunity to change my pick, but no, I'm sticking with the chaos factor that is Eddie Brock Venom.
Okay, but here's the thing, though, is we don't know if Eddie Brock Venom was actually of Thunderbolts.
On the wiki page, it says Venom, and then it says, Agent Venom. If you're going to be a dick about it, I'll take Agent Venom if that makes you feel better.
Well, no. I'm totally fine with Eddie Brock.
You should have what you want, but I agree with you. I think the way it's listed, to use grammar as the guidepost, Venom, Mac Gargan, then Venom is two teams later, and it's just Venom.
Yep.
So I'm assuming that means the Mac Gargan one, because it doesn't say Eddie Brock next to it. And then later, Agent Venom is listed as Flash Thompson.
Well, here's a twist. I'm looking at the Marvel fandom wiki right now.
You didn't call as...
No. I'm trying to help you out, Pete. Calm down.
Yeah, let him help you.
Weirdly, the one who initially fought the Thunderbolts was Eddie Brock as Anti-Venom. So I don't think Eddie Brock was on Thunderbolts. Flash left Philadelphia to join the Thunderbolts and Guardians of the Galaxy. So yeah, Eddie Brock has not been on Thunderbolts. And coming up, if it's the current Venom, spoilers, it's Mary Jane. So
that's a fun twist. And there's a lot of iterations of Venom that you could have, Pete, except for the one that you want.
So which one are you choosing? Are you sticking with Venom? Do you want Mac Gargan Venom, Flash Thompson Anti-Venom, or Mary Jane Venom?
Well, and let me say also, it's not just, it's Agent Venom or Agent Anti-Venom, I think, are both Thunderbolts. So that's two different Flash Thompsons, one in the black suit with guns and one in the white suit also with guns.
And you're also allowed to, because this is very confusing, you could retract your pick
and pick a whole nother person.
Yeah.
Wow, look at this. First pick, controversial, yes, right out of the gate. Pete went with one of his favorite flavors, and he was given, tried to yum, and he got yucked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow.
You got
all right, I'll go Anti-Venom then.
Anti-Venom, Flash Thompson?
Agent Anti-Venom.
Yeah.
Great.
And let me say, Pete, shouts to you. That was on my short list. I was going to go with Flash Thompson.
I as well. It was also on my short list. So there you go.
All right. JT says.
Great stuff. Let me write down. I'm keeping track of everyone's picks, so I'm going to write for you, Pete. Venom, argument, Agent Venom, argument, Anti-Venom, argument, Agent Anti-Venom. That's what you want. That's what you selected, right?
Yeah.
Just to be clear.
Just argument?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm choosing argument for my first pick.
Smart.
As always. I mean, so that's a bummer because it's funny. I came to my sort of vibe not casually, accidentally, just by picking some of my favorite characters here. So let me kick off my picks with establishing a little bit of that vibe with perhaps a not core Thunderbolt, but someone that I think is important. And that person is Bucky, the Winter Soldier, kicking it off.
Okay.
Multiple reasons. Adjustments must be made. I love this current run of Thunderbolts. I think the Bucky as the leader is such a good spot for him. Him leading the Thunderbolts is a really natural fit. He never quite fits as a leader of an Avenger team because of the Captain America of it all. And then it becomes about him trying to meet an expectations. While him at the helm of a Thunderbolts team, I think the team can congeal around him. He's someone with a checkered past who has been on the villain side, has been a hero, and I think lands somewhere in between. He is part of a recent crossover with also written by Kelly and Lansing. He was the Revolution. He was doing some top tier like world building stuff, making enemies out of friends. So I think he is a fun first pick for me.
Wait, could I throw out something since I can't pick him?
Yes.
I was waffling on this a little bit, but I was thinking about him if I got Baron Zemo as my second pick, because I love the idea of them on a team together where, like we talked about earlier, like Winter Soldier being the checks and balances on potentially a villainous team, having Bucky with the son of the guy who killed him, who's also dressed as his dad. That, I think, creates a really interesting messed up dynamic, but I guess that's off the table for me.
Off the table for you. Our teams could fight someday, maybe. But I agree, and that's another thing. Like, internal dynamics are important on Thunderbolts because they, don't always get along. There's a lot of, as we have established here, argument going on within the team's ranks of a Thunderbolts
team. We're like three members of a Thunderbolts all on our own. It's pretty great.
We're more like the underbolts, you know, the ones that we like work in. We run the website for the Thunderbolts team. We do the in-house podcast.
Yeah.
Recapping.
I just want to mention, I know this isn't a business meeting, but I cannot figure out how to get an asterisk in a web address. It keeps messing up the code. But we can talk about that later.
Now, that's a problem that certainly Marvel has been grappling with greatly over the last 6 months. So that's Bucky, my first pick. Second pick, I'm going to go with a straight over the plate pick. I'm sure you guys will completely understand what I'm doing here as I pick for my number two Thunderbolt, Penance.
Oh, my God. Great.
What, dude?
Great.
Penance. Oh. a character that everyone hates to love, loves to hate. I loved Speedball from the New Warriors over the course of a lot of guilt-driven things. So after he blew up Stamford, Connecticut, he became Penance, a person. Speedball, famously, very powerful hero. Uses kinetic energy, converts resting energy into kinetic energy. It has been used in a lot of different ways to show how powerful he is. After he was, I guess, guilt-ridden from killing a lot of people, he used his powers inside a spike suit that activated his powers and kept him in incredible pain all the time. That's what it was activating his powers. He became much more energy blast focused. And then that's when he joined the Thunderbolts. So I am bringing Penance here to be on my Thunderbolts team as a powerful and complicated character.
This is great. I don't have to adjust anything with that pick. That's an awesome pick. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I do love that. Penance is a good pick that I did not have on my short list, but on my, like, I don't know, this is kind of funny list. So good.
Yeah,
good
I job. Had him as my number one pick. I was like, I don't need to do that. Nope. No, I don't need to do that specific thing.
Don't need
thing.
To do that.
All right. That's two picks in for me. It goes back to Pete as the snake keeps snaking.
Oh, because it goes backwards. I was like, Alex goes next.
That's how you make it fair. That's how you make it fair. Yes, good.
Sorry, Alex.
I don't get how it's fair, but I'm trusting you.
I feel like you guys are treating me like I'm like the tribal guru who I'm explaining how stars work. You're like, okay, man.
Whatever you say.
Okay, so with my second pick, we'll be taking, again, from that team we had talked about earlier, which was an incredible run of Thunderbolts that I like. I will be taking Mercy.
Mercy.
That's right.
That's a character name that I've heard a lot. So tell me what this Mercy is.
Well, as we all know, her real name is Abigail Mercy Wright. And she has the power of flight, invisibility, teleportation, shape-shifting.
Yes, I understand telepathy. You're looking at the wiki right now. What is she?
She's an alien.
Oh, she's an alien.
Well, it's funny you say that. Also reading the wiki, Mercy was has given multiple explanations of her origin, being an alien, an angel, and a woman who gained her powers through radiation treatments to save her from brain cancer. So lots going on there.
What
I don't
is
know
it you like about this character, Pete? Because I honestly do not remember her at all.
Well, I'm looking at power sets, and I just think that having somebody who can fly is going to help your team. Having somebody who can teleport is going to help your team. Having someone can turn invisible, someone with some telepathy is super important. And since this is a kind of a ragtag team, an evil team, you know, I'm not going to worry about her past or whatever. You know what I mean? As long as we can kind of figure something out, we can work together.
You know, I like that. I got to say, I usually think about it from a story perspective, but you're right. You should also be thinking about it as folks that make sense for the makeup of the team,
power
for
set.
The missions, power set, exactly.
Yeah.
So, cool.
That's good. Interestingly, created by Todd McFarlane and Peter David back in 1987 in the Incredible Hulk, pages of Incredible Hulk.
Excellent.
Powerhouse creators.
There you go.
DC High Volume, Batman. The Dark Knight's definitive DC comic stories, adapted directly for audio for the very first time.
Fear. I have to make them afraid.
He's got a motorcycle. Get after him or I'll have you shot.
You mean blow up the building?
From this moment on, none of you are safe.
New episodes every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Is it my turn now?
It is your turn, and you have 2 picks.
2 picks? Oh my God, yeah, this changes surprise. Everything. God, what do I want to do here? This is still, I don't know why this is tough. I feel like this is the toughest one just because for a variety of reasons.
We'll talk for this about draft, that. You mean? Or this
this draft, just because like there's a bunch of different ways this could potentially go. But I'm going to throw out, I think my number two pick is going to be Ghost.
No! Nice. Good pick. Ah! On my list for sure.
Clearly that got Pete, so that's making me feel even better. I love
Maybe
Ghost.
You should have picked Ghost second rather than Mercy, Pete.
I really like Ghost in the comics. Ghost is a weirdo creep who's always kind of like lightly floating there in the air. Alex. It's not one of the original Thunderbolts, but I think it's a cornerstone member of the later teams, particularly when you're getting around like the Dark Avengers times. But I think also showed up in Jeff Parker's run. That was Jeff Parker's run with Kev Walker, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong about that. But Parker really Walker. Good character, very different power set, like Pete was saying. And just provides this like off balance thing to the team that I think I often think of like Ghost and Ragdoll on Secret Six as sort of the same thing. Like Ragdoll is way more messed up, but they're very much like everybody's having a conversation and then Ghost will flow it in and say something absolutely bonkers. So.
Well, what I like about Ghost is the complication of like, at least in the MCU. And I don't remember where this iteration is in the comics universe. Like she's dying, so she has to stay in this ghostly state. It can't really exist outside of the suit. Like there's such a weakness built into the strength there, but also very powerful character.
Yeah. God damn it.
All right, and I got one more pick. This is a very hard one.
Pick
for me
a dumb because, one. Pick a stupid, no reason. Come on, man. Don't fuck
because,
me twice.
Well,
don't
this, fuck is gonna, me twice. This is going to mess me up because now with our six members, if we had seven members, I would be good to go. Right now I got to make a hard choice, and I'm going to choose one just mostly because I think somebody else is going to choose him. Luke Cage. Anybody else? Nobody else? Were you going to choose Luke Cage, Pete?
I was not, but I mean, honestly, Pete, you got to manage your picks better because you know if you wanted Luke Cage, you got to go
first.
I'll
be honest. This is not even necessarily my number one pick. This is partially a blocking somebody else pick, but like we were talking about
earlier. You're picking fights with me, bro. Straight up said I picked this to make you mad.
No.
That's what a draft is.
Yeah, that's what a draft is because I thought somebody else was going to pick it. I think it's really important, like I said earlier, to have a counterbalance on the team. Justin, I know you're indicating this, but like some sort of hero that's balancing out the villains, whether undercover or not. Loved it when Luke Cage was leading the team. I thought that was really good. So since I can't have Bucky, I like the idea of Luke Cage being there to counterbalance Baron Zemo and try to either keep them on the straight and narrow or get frustrated and conflicted himself as he's drawn down into the muck in worse and worse situations.
That's dumb. You got two people on your team. We're going to be constantly fighting each other.
That's what you want for the drama. No, and I think I think that's a cornerstone of Thunderbolts.
That's a dumb pick.
Is versus the your Avengers.
Team, I can take out your team so easy because you're fighting each other.
You're not done, baby.
Baby.
Hey, baby.
Pete, your team's empty because Alex just took two of your picks.
Yeah, thanks.
The thing about the Thunderbolts team is they don't like each other. Like, they kind of don't want to be together. They're not a de facto family like a bunch of other teams. They're about to crumble apart at any moment. And I think Luke Cage and Baron Zemo really helps bring that friction.
Well, let me say to you, though, that pick feels like I can't understand what circumstances would lead to the formation of this team. So I think that's a question you're going to have to answer that we will ask, because those two people on a team do not make sense. And I am curious what they will what will bind them together. Yeah. I mean, they may be able to accomplish things. And I like the idea. Luke Cage and Baron Zemo are from very opposite pools of the Marvel Universe. In almost every way, they're opposites, which is interesting. But they would maybe kill each other.
Probably.
Luke Cage is going to bend that little dorky sword that Baron Zemo has.
All right, who's up next?
Yeah.
Do you want to guess, Alex?
Justin?
No, it's actually Pete.
That's
crazy that you don't get it.
Nope. Not even a little bit. Completely.
Because this is what keeps it fair. Is like, see, now you're going to have to wait a while till you get your next pick. Uh-huh. But we want to all leave this round with three Thunderbolts. And okay. So you
now
have
I
three.
See what Alex was talking about, because the number three pick is super crucial. because if I go one way, somebody could pick another one. This is really tough. All right, I'm going with my number three pick. I select Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider.
All right.
Okay. Why? So you have a very like infernal dark team.
Yes. Here.
Why Ghost Rider on this team?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll give you a full speech at the end like we talked about, but I don't want to monologue and ruin other people's picks. You know what I mean? I feel like the fun is getting to the pick. But I just feel like Ghost Rider is a little bit of a fear factor when you see this team rolling up. You know what I mean? He's going to turn heads. He's going to make you question your crimes.
Does this whole team ride on motorcycles?
Maybe.
Just a question.
Well, sounds
something
fly,
to consider. So, What's the vehicle? What's the vehicle here?
Yeah, I mean, throw them all in a ship, whatever. But I'm just saying he gives you a little bit of a swagger with your team. Plus, the penance stare is going to stop anybody in his tracks. So,
Except, ironically,
penance. He's got it. No, he's not. That stare back.
No, you can't. They don't cancel each other out. Ghost Rider wins in that scenario. But I just think, as far as Power said, he's a real... a badass and a good asset to the team, muscle, if you will.
Nice. Bony. Ironically, he has no muscles. He's bones. Yep. you chose him for the muscle. He ain't got it. He's just got flame bones.
Accounts.
Now, is it your pick?
Now I get two back-to-back picks at what's called the turn. I'm at the turn. Man. You and I are both in the turn, Alex. Separate opposite sides of the snake here. So I have
I don't get two picks because I'm in the middle. That's
correct. But you get to pick after us each time. You get a lot of space to pick. I have Bucky. I have Penance. I have these dudes who are on the ground. They're doing stuff physical with people. So I want to change it up a little bit and bring in someone that is very powerful and is able to take our team to wherever they want to go. I'm going to choose America Chavez.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Yes, she was. Fuck.
Yeah, she's on there. Yeah, she was on my list.
The devil in the aftermath of the Devil's Reign storyline. Interesting.
Yeah. Yes. And, just to talk about sort of the evolution of Thunderbolts, reading the wiki is actually really interesting because you can see a change as it goes from the initial premise of villains in disguise as heroes to heroes searching for something else or caught up in a moment with a sort of misfit team, what it became in the MCU. But I really like America Chavez, very powerful character, teleporter, cross-dimensionality as well, like brings a lot of... vibe as well from her personality. Great addition to the team. Yes, Pete.
I was just like wondering if we could submit her like some kind of rule. Cause like if you have two picks and then you start monologuing after the first one, the tension of who your second pick is too much. Say your picks and then monologue after.
No, that's not how it works. Also, you've just admitted that me building tension is working on you. And that's like my morning coffee. That's getting me going, my guy. So I am here for it. So that's
what's
my third pick.
Second pick. Come on.
So that leads me to my fourth pick as we flesh out this team with different Thunderbolts, different personalities coming together. I'm going to choose another powerful character, a newer character to the Marvel Universe, someone that I think I have really enjoyed. You think you know who it is?
I do.
Okay, great. Let me say it, and then you can tell me if I'm true. Very similar vibe to the character I just selected. It is Star.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Star, a character who is currently part of the Infinity Gauntlet crew, the Infinity Stone crew. Infinity Watch, I guess, is the actual name. She is powerful, angry. She is a Captain Marvel villain adjacent character. She really toes the line between hero and villain, which I think is what Thunderbolts are all about. So I like her, whether she has an Infinity Stone or not. I'm here for Star.
Great pick. I think that was like right at the bottom of my list. I really like the character, but I think you're absolutely right. She is very much of a new generation of characters that fit into that Thunderbolts dichotomy is Pete next. Did I get that right?
That is correct. Pete is next.
I'm really going to tell them I stressed out because now I'm just looking at my remaining picks. And my last one, I want to go next. I'm not sure what to do. I had this all in order, and then you guys fucked up my shit. God. What do I do?
I mean, there's a lot of characters that I can't, at least cut two, that I can't believe aren't off the board yet. And I'm curious.
There's honestly, like, I had a lot for this. Like, because these teams have been so all over the place, there are a lot of great characters to pick from that you can throw on there. So, yeah, like I said, tough one. And I just want to mention for context for anybody listening, normally we've done these drafts and Pete's like, yeah, we'll get around to it. Or, you know, we eventually put together the team. As soon as we decided to do this, Pete texted us like, got my team together.
Yeah, it's like truly way earlier than I
expected. So you've been very psyched for this for a while now.
Yeah. All right. I don't know what to do. So I'm completely off my game. With the fourth pick, I will take Juggernaut.
All right.
You are interesting. Do you think Ghost Rider and Juggernaut have ever really like chatted?
But that's a fun conversation. You know what
is it? Does Ghost Rider talk or does he just chatter his bones like an old timey cartoon?
I don't know well enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's like a little skeleton dance,
a little bone dance. I feel like Juggernaut's in current X-Men continuity has been talking a lot more. We've heard a lot more from him, but I still don't quite have a grip on what his personality is. In the past, he was like basically the Rhino, but a mutant, where he was like, nobody stops me, and he would just smash stuff. And then now he's like, there's been an embracing of like, I'm related to Professor X. I'm a hero. I serve this shitty god Sidorak. Like, there's just so many iterations, but I still don't know what his deal is.
There was that really good series. Was it written by Fabian Nyamweza? I know the art was by Ron Garney, where they really redefined him and dug into his character as like just a guy who's kind of lost. Like, he's a big guy with a lot of strength, but he doesn't know how to do the right thing. He's sort of almost trapped inside his own gigantic body, which was, I thought, really interesting. So that really crisped him in for me.
Well, I feel like that, and I have that positioned him as like really responding to the sort of goodness of Professor X by being like, I hate that. I'm going to make my own path into villainy. My favorite iteration of Juggernaut is from ages ago, though, is when he was with Black Tom Cassidy and they were sort of shitty, like snarky dudes who were powerful. But like, think about Black Tom Cassidy. Do you remember his power set?
He has a big stick and he can hit things.
He can channel energy through wood, I think is his how his powers work. And I was like, what? He walked around like such a badass in the late 90s. And I was like, channel stuff through wood? What are you, like a country carpenter?
It also doesn't match his name at all. Like, Juggernaut is like, oh, okay, I know what that guy does. I can look at him. I get it. Black Tom Cassidy is like, are you a pirate? What's going on here? I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, his mutant power is manipulate, bond with, and project energy through plants. What a loser.
Hey.
But he's great.
His wiki, he's capable of issuing concussive blasts with a wooden object, usually a shillelagh.
Oh, so
very Irish, if there I may.
And he does have that accent always.
Yes, deaf. Anyway, that's Pete's pick, Juggernaut.
And now it is over
for two picks.
Two picks?
Yes,
oh my gosh.
Pete and I each have four. You have three. You will walk out of this turn hitting four and five. Yeah.
All right.
So look, as a six, we debated having six-person teams, which I think is right for Thunderbolts. But we're already two-thirds of the way done here.
I know. This is tough, because now I'm going to have to get rid of one of my faves here. But I think for my next pick, and this is another very basic pick, but I'm going to go with Moonstone, who classic Thunderbolts character, particularly because I got the Baron Zemo. I
think Moonstone works inevitable.
Works great together. She is the one who's also like, yeah, yeah, we're going to pretend to be good guys, but really, let's do our horrible, evil thing on the side. She's also a jerk who grates on absolutely everybody. Like, you called out Star. I think she is the classic version of Star, who, except for Star sometimes trying to do the right thing, Moonstone barely ever tries to do the right thing. So yeah. I think she's a really good addition to a Thunderbolts team. She is a lot of fun. I enjoy her. Oh, and then I have another pick. My other pick.
Real quick on Moonstone. Like, yeah, I never really connected with the Moonstone character. But it's interesting that I didn't know how she got her power. She was a psychologist who got fused with a Kree gravity stone.
Yeah.
Which is sort of wild because she, I feel like she's often a real on the street type villain. Like, mm-hmm. not really.
Well, she's usually,
not a
she
leader.
Flies. She shoots rays yeah. and stuff. I know that about her. She is kind of like, I think, a counterpoint, an evil Captain Marvel, to the point that wasn't she the Captain Marvel stand-in in Dark Avengers?
Yes, she was.
Yeah. So she's good. God, I'm really waffling here on this next pick. This is really tough.
Well, you have an interesting pick. It's because you have the classic Zemo Moonstone, and then you got Luke Cage and Ghost in a weird, like, sort of two separate
yeah,
other pools.
So, I'm not sure which direction.
You need to loop this shit up.
Come on, man.
I'm gonna choose one out of left field, but just because I really like this character and I think he'd be fun on the team, I'm gonna choose Batroc the Leaper.
Ah, I had him on my
you
list.
Did?
Yes.
Yeah. I love that character, particularly like this has nothing to do with Thunderbolts, but it was Ed Brubaker who wrote that one-shot issue where Batroc the Leaper, they explained him as he's like, I can't beat Captain America, but I can delay him a little bit while something else goes on.
Yes.
Which is one of the greatest stories of all time. Like the classic Batroc the Leaper where he's like, oh, I'm French and I jump is a yes. little silly, but the more modern iterations of him where he is more of a kickboxer. I don't know exactly what discipline he has. And there's a bit of like humor and understanding of his place in the Marvel universe that I think is just great.
There's no more French character in all of comics than Batroc the Leaper. Everything you've said is him, like a little bit funny, a little bit like, hey, I'm not going to win. I'm going to maybe slow him down a little. That is so French, yeah. Like just self-effacing, a little bit like nihilistic. He probably smokes. Like, I think Batroc has always been very funny to me, and I'll say more when I describe the vibe of my team, but I think he's almost like a mascot for a Thunderbolts team. I still don't know how he fits in with your team, Alex, but I guess we'll see.
I have a good answer to it that I'll reveal later.
That I'll think of and reveal later.
Yep.
All right, Alex's team is one away from being finished. Pete has four teammates who are basically like a stack of trading cards he found on the street.
How dare
Pete,
you?
What's your next pick?
With the number five pick, I will select Shang-Chi.
All right.
Great. I had that nowhere on my list. Why Shang-Chi, yeah. Pete?
I didn't have your leaper either. So, you know, if you want to take shots, let's do that.
Yeah, you had Batroc the leper, right, on your team, Pete?
I want to have someone who is skilled in hand-to-hand combat, is also going to be not as evil to kind of help balance out of my team a little bit. And, a veteran who's kind of been there and done that. So, yeah, I like me some Shang-Chi.
And that's interesting because that's also from the most recent iteration, right, of Thunderbolts, the one that's currently happening.
That's right.
Where they were trying to get rid of Red Skull, and then they did. And yeah, then they were like, oh, no,
Doom. I
think
Shang-Chi showed up in the issue where they had American Kaiju, but I could be wrong about that. Maybe it was something else.
Yeah.
Oh, but Shang-Chi is also like kind of a villain now, right? He runs the crime downtown in New York City.
Yeah, I believe he's known as the Game Master now.
Cool.
And he, yes, there was a thing with his sister. Who, mm-hmm.
Right. We read comics. We know what we're talking about.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. We read so many comics, it's hard to be like, what's the latest news on this one character? And like, Shang-Chi's never been a fave. What do you love about him, Pete?
Well, I like his power set. I like his skill. And so if you got a team, you got to have someone who can, help us, like, all right, let's go in here and take out these guys type of situation. So, yeah, I feel like he would be a good ground leader. And, you know, also he's got some magic powers, you know, with the 10 rings and that kind of stuff. So that always helps.
All 10 rings. Mm-hmm. Great. So that's now to me. I'm closing out the fifth round and kicking off the sixth round. I will complete my team in these next two turns.
You get to complete first here.
Yes, pick last, complete first. So that's tough. I have to make some final decisions here. I'm going to pick for my fifth pick, sort of someone like, that, let me say straight up, doesn't make sense either as a Thunderbolt or almost as a character in the Marvel Universe and a lot of iterations. I'm going to pick Man-Thing.
Oh, thank God.
I'm going to go with Man-Thing here.
This is from the Jeff Parker run.
That's a great pick.
Even there, it was a weird addition to the team. I think they describe it in the blurb for the collection where it's like, Luke Cage puts together a bunch of villains and Man-Thing?
Yeah. But Man-Thing is almost like a watcher type character. He pops up when shit's happening and does his thing. And everyone bursts into flames when they're scared. Yeah. So I love that. I think he brings a supernatural element when if we're talking power sets, brings something that none of the characters on my team really have. And for sure, someone they can be scared of at the same time they're hanging out at the Thunderbolts mansion or whatever. And then kicking off the sixth round, bringing the team home, I'm going to sort of do what I did last time and pick a baller as the final pick that I am shocked is still on the board. I'm going to go with Hawkeye to round out the team. Someone who I think is, to what you were saying earlier, Alex, is the counterpoint that is almost necessary on a Thunderbolts team. Hawkeye and Bucky will certainly butt heads, but also Hawkeye's someone who can, like, demand to lead. He has a villainous past, but also be like, I don't know what's happening. I'm going to go fuck off and do my own thing. So, like, that, again, has that sort of the ingredients to make a good Thunderbolt. So Hawkeye is going to be my final pick.
Wow.
Who does it go to next, Justin?
Now we go back to our guy, Pete.
All right.
This is Alex your last, will then, last Pete pick. Has his final pick, and then Alex, you will close out the draft.
Oof. This is rough.
Well, I was worried when Alex started this to say the his last pick. I'm going with Moon Knight for my last final
Moon
pick.
Knight.
Moon Knight. When he started with Moon, I was like, no. But
Pete, your team has very big Marvel Knights energy. Mm-hmm. Very.
Thank you very much.
Your team only goes out at night, I feel like.
Well, we are the Thunderbolts. You know what I mean?
What?
Huh?
You know what I mean?
No.
Thunderbolts are, you know, badass. So, you know, going out at night, you know.
Oh, yeah. Only badass things happen at night.
That's right.
They don't happen during the day.
Priests come out at night, bro. You know what I mean?
Yes. That's what your team is.
Great. So
why
do
you choose? What's with Moon Knight?
Well, you know, speaking of, got some, you know, Shang-Chi's got some mystical powers. Moon Knight's got some mystical powers. Also, his money might come into play if we need some cash.
You got that money.
Out of a jam. But yeah, I think Moon Knight is a great person to kind of have on your team, tactically wise, as well as, you know, it's nice to have kind of like a tripped out Batman. You know what I mean?
Somebody who's losing their mind all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Sort of the Pete LePage of the team.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Important part of any team.
All right.
Do you feel like Mercy as an ex-psychologist is? Oh no, was that? No, that was Moonstone. Maybe.
Moonstone's an ex-psychologist. Great. Is it up to me for the final pick?
Final pick, yes. Buddy.
Final pick. Oh man. So I have to go against my heart here, and I'll explain what it is.
Never, Alex.
No. There's a character that I really want to put in here because they're one of my favorite, but I'm going to leave them aside for the good of the team and instead make probably a weird pick. But I'm going to choose Jack O'Lantern
Wow. You're like, I can't go with my heart. I have to choose Jack O'Lantern.
I have to know who you left off. Who did you just shun?
Here's who I left off is one of my absolute favorite Marvel characters is Songbird, who is another classic Thunderbolts character. The reason I left her off, even though I think she works really well, particularly like she and Moonstone go head to head all the time, is the only reason in current continuity for Songbird to be on a Thunderbolts team is if you also have either Fixer or Mach 5, one of the other two characters that she has a real bond with. They are more likely to end up on a Thunderbolts team and be like, please, you gotta come along, you gotta help us out. And she's like, all right, I'm a hero now, but I'll do this just for you. If I can't have Fixer or Mach 5, it doesn't make sense for Songbird to be there. So I had my sort of like ranged members of the team, and Jack-O-Lantern is so weird, just that he is like basically Green Goblin, but with a pumpkin head, and that's pretty much it. I think it's a fun visual character to throw on there. He's also expendable. He's the sort of character, like in the first issue, he's the one that just like explodes and dies. But I also think like having him, Ghost, Moonstone, Batroc the Leaper, Luke Cage, and Baron Zemo, that makes an interesting visual composition. So that's what I went
for. It's very fun. I mean, yes, visually, I agree with you. He adds some nice, obviously, Flamehead is nice, along with the Ghost Rider on Pete's team. But your team has two leaders that don't get along, and then a bunch of randos who are expendable by your own. Jack-O-Lantern, there are... It looks like 10 different people who played, who inhabited the Jack-O-Lantern thing. And maybe that's a funny idea for your team. Like, he is just every mission expendable, like, bring in another Jack. Mm-hmm. We got to – he's
Justin,
dead.
Who's somebody that you just left off that you, like, had – you were trying to –
Well, here's the names I crossed off my shortlist because you guys picked them. I'm actually happy. I feel like I'm very happy with my team. The only other person on my list is perhaps the deepest cut of all, a character named Pretty Persuasions.
What the fuck?
A member of the Cyanex team, which was a New Warriors villain team. Love the name. She is amplifies erotic urges and has a psionic energy whip. And I was like, sick.
Oh, she's gonna be on my team. Oh, wow.
So, yes. I mean, we're touching on this anyway, but now that we have our team set, why don't we just talk about philosophy, what we think our team is, and potentially what a first mission they go on. I mean, I've touched on it already, but I think, like, I don't love the all-star Thunderbolts thing, or when it's heroes doing Black Ops. To me, that's a different thing. That's not Thunderbolts. Thunderbolts is villains forced into situations where they're trying to be villainous, but their bad morals are challenged in the same way that the hero's good morals are challenged. So having a villain-heavy team for me with Ghost, Batroc the Leaper, Jack-O-Lantern, Moonstone, and Baron Zemo, having Luke Cage stuck in there with them for whatever reason, whether it's the same reason as the...
What is that reason, by the way?
What is that reason?
Keep in mind.
I mean, it could be the handler thing, like it was with the Jeff Parker, Kev Walker run. But I like to think there's something that Luke Cage needs that puts him in a bad position, and the only people he can team up with, like he has to get his daughter back or something like that, and the only people who know where she is are the rest of this Thunderbolts team. So he is stuck in there. So I look at him almost more than Baron Zemo as the central character in there.
Interesting.
Like, he's the one we got to follow, but as they go on missions, they get worse and worse and worse and challenge his morals more and more to be on their level, while potentially he's trying to reform them from within. I think that's interesting.
That's cool. So he's the hero. He's trying to make them better. And does that make Zemo then more of an enigmatic, like, mystery to Luke Cage? Like, he's someone who Luke Cage is like, what is he doing? And he is maybe sometimes doing evil and sometimes doing good.
Well, that's the thing, the place Baron Zemo Jr., I think, is in the Marvel Universe. Baron Zemo Sr. is a Nazi and bad, but they made Baron Zemo Jr. into a place where, like, yeah, he's evil and he wants to kill the Avengers and he hates Captain America, but also occasionally he's in a place where, like, because of the Citizen V and everything else, that he's never going to be good, but he has to manage this team of people that potentially, like, Atlas certainly is somebody who ended up on the side of good. Songbird, straight up hero for the most part now.
Yeah.
And these are people that he has to realize, like, okay, how do I manage this team of people who want to be good, but I want to be bad, and what does that do to me? Well, he has that mask that gives no expressions whatsoever. So I think that's interesting.
That's cool. Very fun. Pete, justify your nonsense.
All right, so
Goon Squad again?
So this is
always building goon squads.
Agent Venom, always be gooning.
You have Agent Anti-Venom.
Yeah. By the way, can I just make a rule? Anti-Venom, their first mission cannot be to kill Professor X and Cyclops. That has nothing to do with
him. Don't take away all my missions. All right, so yeah, Agent Anti-Venom, Mercy, Ghost Rider, Juggernaut, Shang-Chi, and Moon Knight. So my idea was, and the people who I left off, who I really wanted, Taskmaster and Elektra.
Mm. I thought for sure you, Alex, were going to choose Taskmaster.
Taskmaster was definitely like right below there, and I waffled. But I almost feel like, similar to Songbird, he's kind of been on the heroic side or just like the murky side. He's the sort of person that I just don't like about a team dynamic. He's just sort of like there on the side being like, I'm going to do my own thing. Leave me alone.
I mean, he's been written some different ways, and he can be very cool, and I love his power set. And I feel like he complements any team, because if you're getting a new situation, you don't know what to do, he can mimic until you can kind of come up with a plan. So I'm going to disagree with you on that. But Elektra, I also think, you know, if you're going to have a Thunderbolt, if you're going to have a dark side, she's a good choice. She's been walking that path for a while, so she would be a good kind of help, kind of like, helping with morale and that kind of stuff. Anyways, she's also a badass assassin. But my idea was, you build it around Ghost Rider, where Ghost Rider needs to collect evil souls or whatever. So, like, you give him a reason to go someplace and then kind of build the team around him, where Agent Anti-Venom would kind of be the leader, and then you pair him up with Shang-Chi to kind of balance out what we're doing a little bit, and then kind of Mercy can either fly them there or teleport them there, and then, you know, Juggernaut and Moon Knight are the nice kind of wild card kind of backups. That was my whole plan, as a, you know, just kind of a squad to get something done.
That's cool. I love that. That's like a new iteration of sort of the evil and goodness here, where they're trying to track down evil souls to punish them. So they are doing good technically, but they're constantly inundated with evil. So that is a new twist on the
I do feel like this is a little more of a Marvel Knights team. Just maybe that's because Ghost Rider and Moon Knight. What? Yeah. Like we said before, I am emphasizing the thing we said before. But there you go. That's just my take.
Really nice. And your first mission is to get a soul in particular, or any sort of redemption?
Well, he took the ones off the board, so I don't know.
Were you really going to do that? Go after Professor X?
Always.
They're not evil. You have to go after someone evil.
You haven't done your research. Professor X is extremely evil, bro. That dude has done some fucked up shit in his past. Bro.
Yeah, can I make another recommendation? Maybe they could go after, like, Paul, Mary Jane's boyfriend.
Oh, that's a great idea. Thank you for that.
Thunderbolts, kill Paul.
Yeah.
Great kickoff. Kill a human.
Yeah, this team would be
random
kind of
human.
Basically trying to bring things back to the way that I would like them in the Marvel Universe.
Ghost Rider does his penance stare, and his biggest sin is man bun. Is that what we're saying here? Like, keep staring. There's got to be more.
It's just the bun. It's just the man bun.
Great stuff. My team: Bucky, Penance, America Chavez, Star, Man Thing, Hawkeye. The thing I was going for here, in looking at the Thunderbolts, there's a weird connection to the New Warriors for a lot of these characters. I think maybe that was just because Thunderbolts was coming about at a time that New Warriors was a thing and maybe fading from prominence. So there's a lot of characters, villains. New Warriors had a lot of villains, like that team I mentioned, Psyonix, and a lot of those. You'll see some connective tissue there. So I feel like there was almost like a handshake happening there. And so I love New Warriors. I feel like they don't have much of a legacy. So the little traces of that I found here lit me up a little bit. And so that led me to – that's why Penance is on here, why Pretty Persuasions was a New Warriors villain. That led me to the idea that less good and evil, or evil in disguise as good, and more transition, reinvention, like almost like a midlife crisis team. All of these characters have strode the line between good and evil. So I think that it's this team is about deciding what they want to be, and making a choice. Like they've all had, like Bucky's done it all basically, but hasn't really found a place. Penance, racked with guilt, was like the most goofy character, racked with guilt, and now is in constant pain. America Chavez, the cross-dimensionality of her nature, like always just like not like in the middle of things. No, like I am this star villain. Man-Thing is like the wildest card, like doesn't really have much of a personality, is just standing there. So like making a choice would be a good thing for him. And Hawkeye's done it all too, and I think is disaffected. That's another thing I was like playing with here, is people who are just have a malaise with the black and white nature of good versus evil, so maybe can chart a path in another direction.
That's kind of the theme of the Thunderbolts movie, really.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I think the mental health aspect, I feel like, supersedes that theme in the movie, but I agree with you. It definitely is like,
I mean, it starts with her being over the job and stepping off a building to try to feel something. So, yeah, dude. Yeah.
I think it's very interesting that all three of our teams are so wildly different. Like, obviously, we're not making comics out of these, and we're not trying to sell these as comics or anything. But thinking back to our X-Men and Justice League drafts, even though they were very different, I think you could, if you saw that cover on the stands, you'd be like, all right, that's a Justice League team. That's an X-Men team. This feels like three entirely separate books that could have entirely separate titles, but are how we individually see Thunderbolts. And I don't know. I think that's interesting.
Yeah, and I agree. My first mission is to rescue the lost New Warriors from wherever they are.
They go to Marvel Comics. They go to the offices of Marvel Comics.
They're like, oh, they're just in a dusty cabinet, untouched for 20 years? Okay.
All right.
Dust them off.
Well, there we go. That is our Thunderbolts draft. As usual, I think on our Discord, Justin, you'll put – you won. Well, this is what we're about to talk about. Justin will put the teams, the finalized team, in our Discord once the episode is up. People can vote there on who did win, who has the best Thunderbolts team.
And I feel like I have a strong case for victory on my team. I'd be curious. Bro.
Yeah,
I'd be curious how the fans will.
You couldn't beat my team. My team would whoop all your teams.
That's what we will leave it to the fans to determine in the Discord, and then we'll talk about it on our live show, whoever won, after that vote is finalized and tallied. And yeah, let us know in the comments what you think the next draft should be, because these continue to be very fun. I'm really enjoying them.
Very fun. Yes, there's a lot of options out there. We have so much more to explore. So get weird with your suggestions, because I think we can go in any direction from here.
And the more times we do this, the closer I am to understanding the snake draft. I'm getting real close. Like, I'm almost
there. No, you're not. Keep Snake Watch going.
You're guessing at you.
No, I don't.
Here's the thing. If you don't get it in the next draft, I think you need to get a tattoo of a snake that just is a snake.
Like that explains it. I love snake drafts.
I think just if you're able to look at something, I think you'll understand it more, and it needs to be a tattoo on your arm.
Yeah. All right. That we'll all get snake draft explainer tattoos after the next draft. For sure. If you'd like to support this podcast and every podcast, we do patreon.com/comicbookclub. Also, we do a live show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. to Facebook and YouTube. Come hang out. We would love to talk to you about snakes or drafts. Apple, Spotify, Android, or the app of your choice to subscribe, listen, and follow the show. Comicbookclublive.com for this podcast and many more. Until next time, justice like lightning.
Bolt up!
Bolt up!
Comic Book Club.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.